This is Akashwani, the news read by Hage Ani. President of Russia Vladimir Putin will arrive in New Delhi today on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. During the two-day visit, President Putin will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. Both leaders will exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture and media. President Draupadi Murmu will also receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honor. Intensifying the trade and economic relations has been identified as a priority area, with a target of increasing bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030. Bilateral trade between India and Russia reached a record high of $68.7 billion in 2024-25. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 22nd India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation Ministerial meeting in New Delhi today. Defense Ministry in a statement said the two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defense during the meeting. They will also exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished all wildlife lovers and conservationists dedicated to protecting cheetah on International Cheetah Day today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called the cheetah one of the planet's most remarkable creatures and recalled the success of Project Cheetah launched 3 years ago. He highlighted that the project was launched with the aim of safeguarding this magnificent animal and restoring the ecosystem in which it can truly flourish. Mr. Modi also lauded the support of the public in cheetah conservation. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have conveyed their greetings to all the Indian Navy personnel, veterans and their families on the occasion of Navy Day. In a social media post, President Murmu highlighted that from securing trade routes and strengthening the blue economy to leading humanitarian missions, the Indian Navy embodies discipline, compassion and responsibility. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal, said that in recent years, the Northeast has become a center stage of development in the country. Addressing the media in New Delhi today, the minister said that the region has seen a speedy growth across the sectors, including connectivity and communication through various policies and programs implemented by the central government. Union Minister of Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi today launched the 100-day intensive awareness campaign for a child marriage-free Bharat in New Delhi, marking the first anniversary of the Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat campaign. The awareness campaign across schools, colleges, universities and panchayats will include rallies, Nukkad Natak's, debates and Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat pledge ceremonies aimed at mobilizing communities and strengthening the national movement against child marriage. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister Annapurna Devi said the government has set a target to make India child marriage free by 2030. The number of operational airports in the country has more than doubled in the last 11 years, from 74 to 164. Minister of State for Civil Aviation Muralidhar Mohol said this in a written reply to a question in Lok Sabha today. The minister informed that the regional connectivity scheme Ure Desh Ka Aam Nagrik, launched in 2016, has enhanced regional air connectivity and made air travel affordable. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has informed the Rajya Sabha that the National Investigation Agency has registered and investigated 27 human trafficking cases, resulting in 169 arrests and charge sheet against 132 individuals. Replying to supplementaries in the House, Dr. Jaishankar said that apart from this, NIA also arrested two key traffickers from Haryana and Punjab in August and two more individuals from Himachal Pradesh in October this year. The death toll in cyclone-hit Sri Lanka has reached 479, with 350 still remaining missing, while the island braces for adverse weather conditions forecast for coming days. Over 1,700 tanks, 480-plus dams and almost 2,000 canals under the Department of Agricultural Services have been damaged. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.